So Avenir Québec presented their position. They claim that it's halfway between the Liberals and the Parti Québécois. And Legault says that it's his approach is less radical and divisive.
I think that the Parti Québécois, Parti Québécois position is radical. I think that it will divide Quebecers. And I think that we should have a more responsible position. And that's the position we present today.
That's François Legault, the leader of the Coalition Avenir Québec, and proposing also that the charter be called the Charter of Secularism as opposed to the Charter of Quebec Values. Nathalie Roy is the CAQ MNA for the riding of Montarville. She's also the second opposition culture critic, and she joins us on the line now. Nathalie Roy, welcome to Radio Noon.
Thank you. Good afternoon to you all.
So why impose a ban on religious symbols for officials like judges and crown prosecutors and the police, for example?
Okay, perfect. Why? Because they are person who are in authority. And what we want is to have, first of all, we propose a charter of secularism, like you said, and we want to say to the world that the Quebec government and in Quebec, the state of Quebec, is neutral. That's really important to us. So everybody can practice their own religion, but the state of Quebec is neutral. That's why we want to banish a religious sign for people who are in authority because they represent the state. So that means that's not everybody. We are so less radical than the PQ on that. Only the people who represent the state of Quebec must ban their religious signs.
So for example, a doctor or a nurse or a public service employee would not be required to not show any religious symbols.
Exactly. They would have the right to keep them. And the thing is that, and it's really important to make that difference, because what the PQ wants to do, they want to, well, we did not see the law or project of the law yet, but they want to apply it to all the public sector, the public and parapublic. And we say, no, that's going too far. We have to be responsible. We don't want to divide Quebec. And we have to protect our identity. Fine. We're fine with that. But start by the people who represent the state. And that's why we say, like the judges, they represent the state. That's important that they show that they are neutral crown prosecutor. We say, like a police officer. And we want to add teachers in the public school, primary and secondary, because they have to be neutral. Because if they have, first of all, they are with children, young children, a really vulnerable clientele, and a captive one, and they are there to teach, not to impose a religion. So we say they have to be neutral.
But I understand what you're saying, but what evidence is there that people wearing a cross or a Star of David or a hijab are imposing their religion on their students?
The thing is that maybe they don't, but the thing is that maybe they do. And if you have, let's say, a teacher.
Right, but what evidence is there that this is happening?
The thing is that we want them to be neutral. So the parent of that children, let's say that the children is let's say another from another religion, and the teacher has, let's say for the instance, a hijab. Well, maybe the parent can say, maybe he's not fair with my children, excuse me, because we're not the same religion. It can cause conflict, and we don't want conflict at school. We want it to be clear. We want it to be neutral. But that's really in school for primary and secondary school. That's it.
We're speaking with Nathalie Roy. She's the Coalition Avenir Québec MNA for the riding of Montarville. We're talking about the charter, the Parti Québécois Charter of Quebec Values. The Coalition is proposing a charter of secularism. Your thoughts, 514-597-4500. A free call across Quebec, 877-597-4500. And you can also text us at 22222. Now, I'm wondering, in your proposal, politicians would be exempt from this ban. Mm-hmm. Why is that?
Well, first of all, the thing is that they were elected by people who knew who they were. Who knew what religion they were, if we see a religious sign. So that's why we exclude them. And the thing is that it's really people in authority who works and in the fonction publique, but you know that politicians are not fonctionnaires.
Mm-hmm. At the same time, the people who don't feel comfortable with this legislation say, well, if you're going to go that way, then why don't you, if you want a secular state, if you believe in secularism, then why don't you make that apply to, for example, symbols like the crucifix at the National Assembly?
Yes. The thing is that the crucifix is something else, because when you come here in the Parlement in Quebec, there's a lot of historical symbol. And the thing is that for us, the crucifix is a part of our history, of our patrimoine culturel. So we cannot throw it all by the window, because it's a symbol of history. And not of religion, because you know that we don't pray, and we don't pray anymore in the National Assembly. That was abolished. So we just take a few minutes to relax and to meditate, if I can say so, moment de recueillement.
Right.
But we don't pray, and if you look, if you start to get rid of all the sculptures, the painting, the statues with crosses or those kind of symbols. In the National Assembly, in the Parliament, you will have to put a lot of things out. And those things are a historical symbol from our patrimoine.
Mm.
That's the way we see it.
A poll this morning, a Léger poll, suggests that there's a support, seems to be considerable support for the PQ's charter idea among backers of your party as well. How are you going to appeal to that group?
The thing is that we did not see yet what the PQ has to offer. You know, they are throwing some information, but we don't know exactly what they want to do. But what we understand is if they want to apply it to all the workers in the government and all the workers in the fonction publique and parapublic, the thing is that we will have consequences that maybe we did not know about. For instance, the person who has a little gold cross across in her neck, you know, she's going to have to take it off. And even if she's working in an office with the closed door, she's going to have to take it off. And that's too much. It's going too far. And I think that we don't have all the... we don't have to see all the impact right now. But the thing is that, yes, Quebecers want the National Assembly to legislate. And there is a concrete and necessary measure who has to be taken, because since around 5 or 6 years ago, it all started with the Commission Bouchard-Taylor. And since then, nothing has been done. And a lot of religious accommodation were given. And sometimes it was given. It wasn't really religious accommodation. So people don't know exactly on what foot to dance. And we think that it's time to have a legislation. But please, we have to be reasonable. We don't want to divide people, but we want to put there a legislation to explain what is acceptable, what is not acceptable.
Right. So are you prepared then to maintain that position and vote against a Charter of Quebec Values?
That's something else. The Quebec values. What are the Quebec values? We are both Quebecers, and probably we share some same values, and some other not exactly the same. We don't want to go on the values. I think that's ridiculous. We want to go on the fact that our state is a neutral state, and that's what is important to do. Because in the law, nothing is. You won't find any law in Quebec that says that the state is neutral.
Right.
And I think that's important to say that. Once you say that, you have to have a legislation to see for those and those and those people, because they represent the state. But please let people be.
Right. We have a question here from a listener who sent us a text message. How do other provinces get by without a charter?
That's another context, because the thing is that in Quebec, you have a majority, the francophone majority, who's a lot afraid. We have to tell the truth, because they don't know exactly how to react with their religious accommodation. And like I said, it's been 5-6 years, nothing has been done. There were two projets de loi were on the table. They were studied, PL 16 and PM 94, I think. And the PLQ and the PQ, they did nothing. But people want to have guidance. So that's why they react differently, because they are a majority, the francophone in Quebec, but a minority in the rest of the country. So it puts us in a different position regarding our identity, if I may say.
All right. Nathalie Roy, thank you very much for speaking with us.
It's been a pleasure.
I'm sure we'll talk again.
Yes, I think so.
Okay, bye-bye.
Have a nice day.